Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine music the way it used to be on vinyl. If you could hear music the way it used to be on vinyl, instead of CDs and this awful electronic sounds we're getting, Wouldn't you like to hear music and be able to be portable and carry it with you? Wouldn't you like to hear the sound of music the way it was from the 50s, the 60s, even the 80s? Wouldn't you like to hear it that way?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, most definitely.
Okay. Well, cassettes are the answer. Cassettes is the future of hearing tape, music recorded on tape, and even put out on vinyl. Hearing music on tape is even more closer to the original recording than vinyl. So, Mystic is coming with a new cassette deck called Streaming Cassette.
Okay.
Right.
Sounds good.
Streaming is a new word which is being accepted by the young people in America because it's background for them. So I can vision nightclubs all over the place opening up with come in and stream. And you can sit down and have a drink and talk to your party, and they're streaming behind you instead of a DJ wrecking electronic sounds and scratching the record and banging and making noises that have nothing to do with music. DJ things could be a thing of the past because cassettes would give you the original sound that you made when you went into a recording studio. As a group, it's the true version of what you played. So, streaming cassettes.
Sounds good.
In the 1970s, let's go back even further. In the 1950s, I invented a way of putting a lot of records on one LP, and I called it a compilation. So I launched the compilation in the 50s, and everybody laughed and said, oh, you're wasting hit records because you've got 12 hits on one LP when you only need to put one hit on each side and you can sell more music. Well, all of a sudden, Herald Records, which was the name of the LP, the compilation, Herald the Beat, was the first compilation in America, and it was all different bands and it was all different hit records. After I got it on the air, the first 500 went to disc jockeys, and I was getting half an hour airtime, and everybody was standing there looking at me saying, all I'm hearing is this damn record of yours. The disc jockeys just put it on and let it play. And I said, yep, and I've got orders and orders and orders. It started a stampede for everybody making oldies but goodies LPs, and that started the compilation world. In the 1970s, looking around for a way to launch more unknown groups, it was getting expensive to launch theme LPs with unknown groups because they were only selling a couple of hundred records around Hollywood and in California. The groups were unknown, and nobody in New York wanted to stock them in record stores. Here and there, we managed to get a group as far as New York where they played at CBGB's, and we were able to put out a record live from CBGB, and we sold a few records in New York. But by and large, people didn't want to buy unknowns, and I had to find a way of launching at least 200 unknown bands which I was recording. I actually recorded 500 unknown bands and launched 300 of them in LPs, in CDs later, and on 7-inch records. I turned the 45 into a mini LP by making 7-inch records at 33 1/3 speed. By increasing the space on the 7-inch record, we were able to launch 200 new unknown bands on Soupy 7 Records. They sold for about $5 in the stores, even lately. So you were getting a considerable half an LP for $2.50 in those days, and of course now it's getting too expensive to put out 7-inch records and launch bands, and it's too expensive to put 40 bands like I did in the 80s, 40 bands on one LP, giving them each 1 minute. Well, we've tried putting that on CDs, and you know, it's okay. You can have, we've got a CD out there with 60 bands on it, and it sells, and it sold a few thousand, but the sound is not right. So now we're going backwards and reversing and saying the answer to this is to do 1 minute of each band and stream them on a cassette. All you're doing is reproducing the actual recording of the band. You're getting the real sound of the band, and what you're doing is putting it on a cassette which runs for an hour, and so we're going to offer streaming cassettes. Not only does this make the record portable, but you're hearing it through a speaker, and with a portable cassette machine, you can plug in extra speakers and hear it even louder. So you're making a portable version. This is where we are going to launch 100 new bands on Mystic that you've never heard. We're also going to put everything that Mystic has on streaming cassettes. So the World of Super 7 will be on cassette, and the unknown future, and we're inviting bands to send us samples that we can hear, and that I want them to send them to you, Candy, so that you can listen to them and we can evaluate. And the next thing I want you to do is design for me streaming cassettes logo. Here's how I see it. You got 5 music staves, you know, the lines that run along. And the first thing is a treble clef. That should be made a treble clef, and over it should be an S for streaming, so that you do the loop above and then the loop down on the notes over the G note where it goes round, and it's got a tail below. We make that into an S over a clef, a treble clef. And then we write TREAMING on the music lines. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I've heard music before,
then along the lines, what, baby? What'd you say?
Oh, I said, yeah, I've written music before, so yeah, I understand what you mean on the lines and all that. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but we're just writing streaming. You got a big S made out of the treble clef, and the rest is ing written on top of the music, but not in notes. Okay? The next thing you come to is you reverse the bass clef. Instead of it pointing left, turn it around and make the big bass clef into a C, and then you write ASSETS, and we spell it CASSETS, because that gives us the right to copyright it. It's not in the dictionary, which is spelled CASSETTES, cassette.
Okay.
So we make two S's and one T, and we write the C, which is the base, as a C, not turned around, but turned around from left to facing right, and cassettes written on the 5 lines. Above, in the front, we'd put quotes of 2 music notes with 2 lines across them as quotes, and then turn them upside down at the end So that becomes the new logo, streaming cassettes with two notes, a quote in front and two notes turned upside down with two lines at the bottom on the right-hand side. Do you got the picture?
Yeah, okay. I can do that for you.
Okay. Now, I've already spoken to CD rollout.
Okay.
These should cost us around $1.25 a piece. We should be able to sell them wholesale for $2.50, and the wholesalers should be able to sell them. They should be available in the stores for $5 each, and you're going to make 1 minute and 50 bands. You're going to advertise on the 50 bands, you know, the name of the band in front. We already talked this over, right?
Yes, I'm with you, yes.
Okay, now, so now you've got the picture of what we're doing. The next thing you have to do is find a manufacturer of cassette decks, somewhere in China, somewhere in Japan or China, somewhere out there, and I know that Radio Shack does sell, and I know that Walmart does sell a cassette deck. We've got to find a manufacturer, and I'm already talking CobraSide into shipping to record stores so that you can go in and hopefully under $20 buy yourself a cassette deck, and we want to see if we can get it called the Mystic Cassette Deck so that people will go to record stores and we will introduce streaming cassettes with a Mystic Cassette Deck. Does that make sense?
Okay, sounds fun. All right, I'm with you.
Okay, I'm still talking. So I've gone all through this, and we've talked about this before, and I am now convinced that the cassette deck is the answer to Super 7. It's the answer to prior to putting out LPs on everything that we don't know how they're going to sell. We can judge the market and the feedback from selling streaming cassettes. And we will own the name streaming because it's spelt differently, it's copyrightable,
right.
And I've worked hard on the whole of this, and the CD rollout is okay with us. We can get a folding booklet that unfolds to quite a substantial printout of the names of the 50 bands that are on the cassette, we can't always get pictures, but it directs you to your site, which is mysticrecordshq.net, and it will tell you, go to the site. When you hear a band you like, go and find yourself in the lyrics of the band. So we'll promote that too, right?
Okay, good. On the
now,
soundboard here, it tells me that we're out of time. So
I've already given it to you.
Oh, okay. So that's it and everything. Okay, great. Well, I will get on
now,
it.
Now, if you, you digest it, I can't make it work without you, baby. Now, why don't I call you off this line and call you at your regular line?
All righty. So we'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.